From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese with your daily newscast for Wednesday, December 10th, 2025. Two finalists are in the running to become the next leader of Little Rock's Bill and Hillary Clinton National Airport. Members of the Little Rock Municipal Airport Commission are considering Shanice Hughes and Suzanne Payton for the executive director position. Hughes was raised in Arkansas and is currently the chief administrative officer at Love Field Airport in Dallas. Payton works at the Little Rock Airport as Director of Properties, Planning, and Development. Commissioners will meet in executive session this afternoon to consider the appointment. Arkansas's unemployment rate rose slightly earlier this year. More from Little Rock Public Radio's Daniel Breen.
The latest report from the State Department of Commerce shows Arkansas's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate rose by a tenth of a percentage point in September, from 3.8% to 3.9%. That mirrored the rise in the national jobless rate the same month to just under 4.5%. The service sector experienced the highest growth from August to September in Arkansas, adding about 16,000 new jobs, particularly in government, education, and administrative and support services. Jobs in leisure and hospitality saw the highest drop, followed by information and professional scientific and technical services. Overall, Arkansas has just under 23,000 more jobs compared to September of last year. Daniel Breen, Little Rock Public Radio.
Arkansas continues to make a name for itself in the world of architecture. Representatives of Little Rock's architectural firm Polk Stanley Wilcox gave an overview of their work to members of the Rotary Club of Little Rock on Tuesday. Principal architect Reese Rowland says downtown Little Rock has continued to see growth spurred on by the Clinton Presidential Center, which opened more than two decades ago.
When that happened, you know, Heifer International next door, that, and along with about $2 billion worth of investment in downtown occurred. And here's the thing, 20 years later, we're starting to see that reinvestment as we're reinventing ourselves again.
Rowland cited the proposed 30 Crossing Park as another opportunity to transform and reconnect parts of downtown Little Rock. Principal architect Wesley Wall says while funding sources for new projects have shifted, continued investment in public infrastructure is needed.
Communities that thrive think big. Innovative investment in our cultural and educational institutions, in libraries, in the arts, and in our parks, they attract families. They draw talent and they spark economic vitality, and it builds cities and towns where people want to be, where they can thrive and where they can raise a family.
Polk Stanley Wilcox has been involved in several major projects across Arkansas, including the Arkansas Museum of Fine Art in Little Rock and the new Wynn High School and the Alice L. Walton School of Medicine in Bentonville. A new study shows Arkansas leads the nation in inbound migration. The 2025 Migration Patterns Study by Atlas Van Lines found that in 2025, 68% of moves involving Arkansas were inbound, while 32% were outbound. The data comes from household goods shipments tracked between November 1, 2024 and October 31, 2025, as part of the company's ongoing analysis of interstate and cross-border migration patterns. An early childhood program is once again up and running after a temporary closure. The University of Arkansas for Medical Sciences says all Head Start and Early Head Start programs are reopened as of Tuesday. The program was put on pause due to a lack of funding from the federal government shutdown earlier this year. More information is available online at headstart.uams.edu. State agriculture officials are opening new funding opportunities for research and promotion projects. The Arkansas Agriculture Research and Promotion Boards are accepting proposals to support the growth and market development of Arkansas agriculture. Proposals are being accepted for rice, soybeans, catfish, and corn and grain sorghum. State ag officials allocated $11.5 million last year to projects relating to research, marketing, and promotion initiatives. Last fiscal year, they allocated $11.5 million to support these efforts. More information online at agriculture.arkansas.gov. Today, you can expect a high near 60 with partly cloudy skies, low tonight 34. Looking ahead to the weekend, clouds and a slight chance of rain are expected, highs in the 40s. From Little Rock Public Radio, I'm Nathan Treese.